USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be working all day, though he may catch some of the impeachment proceedings in between meetings. The White House released a short statement that said the president will be briefed on the ongoing impeachment debate in the House. As far as what's going on in that debate, Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia says,
"It's not about what this body can do and its constitutional oath. And there's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do, irregardless of any facts."
California regulators are proposing PG&E pay a fine of $1.7 billion for the 2017-2018 wildfires caused by its equipment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
The National Weather Service says at least 14 tornadoes touched down in Mississippi on Monday, and that number could exceed 20 by the time the storm surveys are completed. There were three EF3 tornadoes that hit, and the tornado did stay on the ground for over 51 miles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If history doesn't remember Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, that's just fine with him. We'll all be forgotten soon enough, the justice quotes from his former boss and Supreme Court predecessor, Justice Byron White. Gorsuch has a new book out titled A Republic, If You Can Keep It. He joins Fox and Friends and was asked about his dear friend and former boss, Justice White.
So Byron White was maybe the most famous Coloradan of the 20th century, maybe ever. He'd been a Rhodes Scholar. He led the NFL in rushing. He was the highest paid football player of his day, first in his class from Yale Law School. He clerked for the Supreme Court of the United States. He was Jack Kennedy's best friend, and he served on the Supreme Court for 31 years. He was my hero.
Gorsuch continues.
And I got the opportunity to clerk with him, which was a dream come true. And one day we're walking down the main hall of the Supreme Court of the United States where the portraits of past justices hang on the walls. And he leaned over to me and said, "Gorsuch, how many of these cats can you really name?" And I had a moment where I had to decide whether I was going to be honest or try to impress the old man.
Yeah.
And I was honest, and I told him about half, boss. And he leaned over to me and he said, "Me too." And then he said something that really surprised me. That surprised me enough. But he next said, "And that's the way it should be. We're all forgotten soon enough."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.